Coming up next on the Pod Wheels Network, you'll hear the debut edition of the InSight 2020 podcast series. InSight 2020 is being presented by Expeditor Services. In the debut of the InSight 2020 podcast, we'll be taking a look at what owner-operators, independent contractors, and fleet owners have encountered from a business perspective since the COVID-19 national emergency was declared. Our industry expert guest on this edition of the podcast will be Colton Lawrence, the CEO of Equinox Business Solutions. We talked with Colton about what trucking has seen since the arrival of COVID-19 and some of the challenges trucking business owners will face going forward. Here's a preview.
I've been doing this for a long time. Never in my career have I experienced such dramatic change and such quick change as what we've seen through 2020. We've seen the ups of a humming economy, and very quickly we've jumped into a pretty steep recession. The hope is obviously that we're going to get through that, but all of the stuff in between has been very dramatic and very interesting.
Welcome to the InSight 2020 podcast series, and thanks for connecting with us on the Pod Wheels Network. Presented by Expeditor Services, the InSight 2020 podcast series is pleased to have Stoops Freightliner as our title sponsor. The InSight 2020 podcast series will be placing a spotlight on key issues and opportunities within the trucking industry, while also placing a spotlight on members of the ES community. Founded in 2006, ES has become a leader in providing capacity solutions and ownership opportunities within the trucking industry. As we mentioned in the opening, the first edition of the InSight 2020 podcast will be focusing on some of the added business considerations and challenges that owner-operators, independent contractors, and fleet owners must address as part of operating during a global pandemic. In a moment, you'll hear the first part of our interview with Colton Lawrence, the CEO of Equinox Business Solutions. Colton is an industry expert in the areas of tax, accounting, and business advisory within trucking. Colton and his team at Equinox are proud members of the ES community. Colton and the Equinox team have built an impressive track record in their work with owner-operators, independent contractors, and fleet owners within the ES community and throughout the trucking industry. As you'll hear, Colton has done the work to build a depth of knowledge on the key topics that are impacting owner-operators, independent contractors, and fleet owners in 2020. Through his many years in the industry, Colton also holds the kind of experience and expertise that can help trucking business owners with both their short-term and long-range goals. Podwheels executive producer Greg Thompson interviewed Colton in early May through a Zoom audio connection. Now, as you listen to the conversation between Colton and Greg, please keep in mind that every tax and business situation is unique, and the perspective shared on this podcast should not be considered as tax advice. If you have questions regarding your specific tax situation, you should consult a qualified tax professional. Now, let's join the conversation with Colton Lawrence and Greg Thompson.
Hello and welcome to the InSight 2020 podcast series, part of the InSight 2020 online initiative from ES. I'm Greg Thompson from the Pod Wheels Network, and as you heard in the opening, Colton Lawrence will be joining us as our guest. Colton is the CEO of Equinox Business Solutions, which specializes in tax, accounting, and business advisory. Colton, welcome to InSight 2020, and the year 2020 has certainly kept you and your team busy. It's definitely not been a typical year.
It definitely has not been a typical year, Greg. First, to start out, just a big thanks to ES for the opportunity to join them in this podcast series for InSight 2020. Happy to be here and looking forward to getting some good information out to the good folks of the ES community.
Let's talk a little bit about 2020, and with COVID-19 taking over the headlines and really sweeping the country, what have you guys experienced? What have you seen?
Well, not too much different for us than what it's been for everybody in the country. I've been doing this for a long time. Never in my career have I experienced such dramatic change and such quick change as what we've seen through 2020. We've seen the ups of a humming economy, and very quickly we've jumped into a pretty steep recession. The hope is obviously that we're going to get through that, but all of the stuff in between has been very dramatic and very interesting.
Colton, as everybody knows, states and businesses have begun the process of reopening as the country works to move forward. In your work during this period of time with owner-operators, independent contractors, and small fleets, what were some of the most important lessons that were learned during this period of time?
It's a great question, Greg, and it goes back to some of the primary talking points that we at Equinox have with our clients, some of the basic advice that we give to clients as they are beginning, or maybe they've already been running their business for some time. The advice has not changed. And unfortunately, many folks learned the hard way if they were not following some of that advice. What that comes down to is the need to have a business bank account. With the PPP loans, unfortunately, people learned that without a business bank account, it was very difficult to get funded by the banks and the different lending institutions that were offering these PPP loans. Also, very important to have a business entity. There are a lot of protections and a lot of structure that comes with a business entity that can help folks, and did help folks through this process that we had not previously thought about. It really sets you up when you have that business entity as a legitimate business, as a legitimate entity that the banks and other institutions can look at and recognize as being legitimate. And Greg, probably the most important thing that we talk to clients about is the need to plan and have an idea in your mind. It could be a physical document. It could just be something in your head, but know the next steps. Whatever the case may be, you need to know what steps you're going to take in your business when the next downturn comes. That could happen quick, like it did with COVID-19. It may happen gradually, as has happened with other recessions in the past, but you need to know what steps you are going to take to shore up your business.
And speaking of that, folks that have been in the trucking industry for a while, or those who are getting into it, realize very quickly that you need to be nimble in this industry because things change so quickly. And the situation that we've seen in 2020 is probably the greatest example of that. So picking up on what you were just talking about, how can businesses be best positioned from a tax, accounting, and business operation perspective in the days and the months ahead?
Well, first of all, they need to have good, competent folks that they can rely on to provide them the competent advice that they need to navigate these waters. That can be Equinox, that can be somebody else. But as a business owner, they need to make the decision to surround themselves with smart people. These drivers, they have a wide range of skill set. They know a lot of different things, but even the top CEOs running the largest organizations in this country have people around them that are better suited to handle different aspects of the business than they are. And when it comes to accounting and tax, the drivers need to do the same thing. They need to recognize their lane, so to speak, stick with that lane, and bring others in to help them with the aspects of the business that they may not understand. And in doing so, they can get competent advice to help them navigate the downturn of the economy, to help navigate some of the things that have come out of the CARES Act, which we'll talk about more shortly. The most important thing is they will be able to set themselves up to come out on the other side of this, ready to take advantage of this downturn in the economy and what will ultimately be an upturn, which we hope will happen soon.
Well, as you share this, one of the things that comes to mind is the strength of the ES community. As you've talked about, Equinox Business Solutions is part of it, and there are so many aspects of the ES community that are able to help folks through both good times and difficult times. So having that strength, having the access to the community has to be a true benefit for people coming in, don't you think?
I really do agree with that. And it's one of my favorite parts of the ES platform is the way they have brought in numerous different companies to help with the members of their community in various aspects of the business. They really have provided a great team, as I mentioned earlier, to surround you as the business owner in helping you be successful. And that is so important. It can't be overstated that you need those folks around you to help you be successful.
Now, Colton, one of the things that's come out of the early part of 2020 is the importance of good cash management and minimizing debt for trucking operations. And that's particularly important as we move forward. And what thoughts can you share with those business owners out there who may have had some debt coming into the COVID-19 situation or incurred some new debt as a result of the impacts of COVID-19? Let's talk a little bit about cash management.
Just like everyone knows and has heard throughout their lives, it's very important to keep a cash surplus on hand. You need that rainy day fund to access when things like this happen. Unfortunately, that's just not the case with most small businesses. In fact, through this, as I've done some research and looked into the way small businesses operate in the United States, I found that 80%, and this is a number published by the Small Business Administration, more than 80% of small businesses operate very much on a paycheck to paycheck kind of operation, meaning most businesses don't have the ability to weather a downturn in their business. And that's what we've seen through this crisis. That was the reason why the government felt the need to put these PPP loans out there, make them available so that small businesses in the country could weather what they anticipated to be an 8-week period of time that we had to be quarantined. I think we're finding out that 8 weeks is not going to be enough. And so those businesses that have a little bit of cash on hand are going to be best situated to come out of this on the other side, ready to take advantage of less competition, because some folks, frankly, won't make it. And I think the folks in the ES community, with the support that they have, with some of the things that ES is doing to help the community, they are going to be situated to weather this. If you are a business that does not have the cash on hand, it's something you need to start thinking about now. In your budget, you need to set aside money for taxes. You need to set aside money for the rainy day fund. If you do that and you build those up, you're going to be well ahead of others in the industry that don't even think about these kinds of things and that just kind of fly by the seat of their pants, so to speak. In terms of debt, Greg, I know we've helped a lot of people take on some of these PPP loans. And whether it's the PPP, the EIDL, or maybe you've gone out and gotten some additional financing, it's very important to understand how those debt packages impact your cash flow over the next 8 to 16 weeks. And specifically with the PPP loans, it's very important to understand what procedures you need to follow in order to have that debt forgiven.
As everybody knows, you never want to be in debt. But if you find yourself in that situation of being in debt, whether it happened through the COVID crisis or it was something that happened before, it's a situation that you want to get out of. Can you give us a few tips on how to manage debt, how to get yourself out of that hole, how to build yourself up to where you can be stronger?
Yeah, there's a lot of different principles that can be applied in managing debt within a business. Frankly, debt is not always a bad thing. When running a business, that debt can free up cash flow to help you grow your business. It can provide the means and opportunity to do things that you would not have been able to do otherwise with the cash you have on hand. What's most important is that you understand that tipping point, that you don't get yourself too overextended and end up in a situation where you're not able to meet the obligations of that debt and run the risk of going bankrupt. Our recommendation is that as you evaluate your debt payments, you are putting away a similar amount of cash so that in the event of a downturn in the economy, or maybe you just decide that you've got too much debt on hand, you can pay down that debt and alleviate yourself of the burden of that debt. But keep in mind, you should not be afraid to take on debt. What we don't want is a situation where you have to take debt in order to survive. At that point, it's very much high risk and a situation that you don't want to be in.
You mentioned it earlier. I want to dive into it a bit right now. The CARES Act, the $2.2 trillion relief package that the government developed, has many parts to it. Let's talk about the tax laws. Were there any new tax laws or considerations that came out as a result of the CARES Act? Anything that our listeners and business owners should be aware of?
Yeah, Greg, this is a very fluid situation. And frankly, as we talk today, there are still many things to come from Congress, definitely things to come from the various states that the members of the ES community live in. We are keeping tabs on all of that. We are evaluating what those changes look like. Right now, you mentioned the $2.2 trillion. When you evaluate that $2.2 trillion, you actually will find out that it's closer to $6 trillion that has been pumped into the economy by the government through things such as quantitative easing, through the PPP and EIDL loans, and through other stimulus that the government has put out there. And all of that is going to have to be paid for at some point. There's no way the government can sustain the levels of debt that they have. And so in both the near term and long term, you're going to see changes in tax law in order to start to pay back that debt. We are monitoring all of that at Equinox. We'll be looking at it, and we will be ready to advise our clients on those changes as they come. In terms of the CARES Act itself, there are definitely some credits and things that are available to folks out there that will impact their 2020 tax returns. And we are very much on top of that and ready to talk to folks as those different credits and changes to tax law apply to their specific situations.
That's Colton Lawrence, the CEO of Equinox Business Solutions. You're listening to the Pod Wheels Network and the debut edition of the Insight 2020 podcast presented by Expediter Services. We'll return to the conclusion of our interview with Colton in just a moment. Right now, we'd like to talk to you about Expediter Services, a leader in providing capacity solutions and ownership opportunities within the trucking industry. We'll also spend a moment highlighting Stoops Freightliner, the title sponsor of the Insight 2020 program. For those of you that may not be familiar with the history of Expediter Services, ES was launched in 2006, and the company entered the transportation market with an initial focus on meeting the needs and creating opportunities within the expedited sector of the trucking industry. The working model that ES developed and then deployed within the expedited market sought to remove the barriers that exist within the industry for professional drivers to become truck owners and operate their own small businesses. The ES model has also been designed to help owner-operators and fleet owners upgrade and/or grow. Through ES, qualified participants in the company programs have access to competitive market rate financing with a credit evaluation process that puts an emphasis on attitude, aptitude, work ethic, and work history. From its earliest days, ES concentrated on creating a path to ownership that would place participants on the road to success. Along with industry-leading discounts on fuel, maintenance, and other services valued by professional drivers, independent contractors, and fleet owners, ES can offer program participants the kind of back-office support and business advisory services that are invaluable when working to meet the challenge of operating a small business. Today, ES is a leading provider of capacity to trucking's expedited market. Carriers value the non-asset capacity of the dedicated, hardworking small business owners who are part of the ES community. With a decade worth of proven results in the expedited market, ES began the company's outreach into the general trucking market in 2016, and ES continues to grow within general trucking. The offerings from ES are a perfect fit for entrepreneurs, men and women of all ages who have a desire to travel while running their own business. One of the founding principles of ES is to be of service by providing opportunities to people seeking a better life for themselves and their families. While ES has delivered some of the most innovative and accessible truck ownership programs to the industry, the lasting strength of ES is found within the community of support the company and the participants have built since 2006. Being a part of the ES community means that you'll never stand alone. And with the challenges that exist for small businesses within today's trucking industry, the commitment of the ES community to stand with each other has proven to be a key ingredient in the formula for success in trucking. We're almost set to return to our interview on this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast. Here's a little more about the scope of services and support that Expediter Services brings to the trucking industry.
Expediter Services is the place you ought to be. The more you learn, the more you earn. We treat you like family. Well, you can start off small and grow real big, or stay where you are driving your rig. Expediter Services is the place you ought to be. We've got the programs to save you cash. We've got support to get you there real fast. Expediter Services is the place you ought to be. Expediter Services is the place you ought to be.
To learn more about the ownership opportunities, specific programs, and comprehensive support available through ES, please visit essuccessintrucking.com. That website again is essuccessintrucking.com. Before we rejoin the interview with Colton Lawrence, we want to take a moment to talk to you about Stoops Freightliner, the title sponsor of the Insight 2020 podcast, the Insight 2020 online program, and the Success in Trucking Expo, which will take place in the spring of 2021. Stoops Freightliner is a division of Truck Country, and for those of you who don't know, the combination of Stoops Freightliner and Quality Trailer stands today as the largest Freightliner dealer group in the U.S., today serving customers in 23 locations in Indiana, Ohio, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Stoops offers new and used, medium and heavy-duty trucks. The dealership also offers Wabash and many other trailer options. Stoops and Truck Country feature expert service, an extensive parts inventory, financing, and truck leasing options. To learn more about Stoops Freightliner, please visit the following website, truckcountry.com. That's truckcountry.com. Now let's return to the debut edition of the Insight 2020 podcast here on the Podwheels Network. The Insight 2020 podcast series is presented by Expediter Services. Here's Podwheels Network executive producer Greg Thompson in our Zoom audio conversation with Colton Lawrence, the CEO of Equinox Business Solutions.
Welcome back to the Insight 2020 podcast series, and thanks for making us part of your day. Colton Lawrence, the CEO of Equinox Business Solutions, is our guest for this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast series. And Colton, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about how Equinox Business Solutions became part of the ES community. Can you give us a little bit of background on that, how the relationship began and how it's evolved over time?
Sure. So I've known the good folks at ES for quite some time. We have many relationships in common in the industry. As most people know, the transportation industry is a very small world. Everybody kind of knows everybody. So through that environment, I have interacted with the folks at ES many times. And over the last few years, I've become more involved in the community and become more involved in helping the members of their community with our specialty, which is accounting and taxes.
As you know, and you've mentioned earlier in the podcast, what ES does is unique to the trucking industry. So I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. First of all, as somebody who's been around the industry for quite a while, as you have, what were your first impressions of ES? And how do you view ES today as you've been able to work with them for a while and see the impact that they're making with small business owners?
First of all, the thing that impresses me most with the ES community is as we analyze and evaluate the profitability of our clients across the transportation industry segments, it is not uncommon for the members of the ES community that use our services to be in the top tier of profitability amongst all of our clients. That tells me that ES is doing something right. There's something about their program that is resulting in success. And that is ultimately what we want to see for our clients. We want them to be profitable. I truly believe that that has a lot to do with both the program that ES has put together, as well as the folks that they bring into the community. They are selective and do a good job of setting those individuals up for success. That is what has most impressed me as I have gotten to know the ES folks and gotten to know the program that they have put together.
As you know, one of the unique things that ES is able to do is that ES serves as a financial arm for small businesses. So let's talk a little bit about how challenging it can be for someone with no credit history or dings on their credit to buy a truck and start a business in this environment. In your view, how valuable is it to have a company in ES that can serve as a relationship lender using what is a non-traditional credit box?
Well, definitely is non-traditional. And as I mentioned just a moment ago, ES is selective in who they bring into the community. But that does not necessarily mean you have to have the greatest credit score. Life happens to folks. My understanding of what they look for is somebody who they believe is going to be successful in operating that truck. And that is very good because in terms of getting a loan, if you do have a problematic credit history, it can be difficult to get a loan. If you do get a loan, the interest rates are going to be astronomical. There's a lot of predatory lending out there, especially in transportation when it comes to trucks, trailers, the repairs on those trucks, if those happen to need to be financed. And that all leads to a situation where drivers and small business owners can be taken advantage of. And so as we look at the ES community and we look at the programs they've put in place, again, folks are set up for success because it is a win-win situation for the drivers, for their small businesses, and for ES in their operations.
Well, Colton, you bring up some great points, and it really speaks to understanding the dynamics of the industry and the realities of the business. So when we look at things, and you talked about if you take the traditional path to get into trucking, and it can be very expensive, and you look at what ES provides through its community with network discounts and the overall support, I look at it as night and day, and the difference between driving on a flat, smooth surface and going up a steep hill. You've been around this industry for a long time. When you compare what the traditional way of getting into this industry as a small business and working with ES through the community, the network, and the support. Talk to me about those paths.
Yeah, so historically, there have been just the two paths. If you qualified, if you had the means to get into your own truck, you could go to a dealer, you could finance and purchase that truck or perhaps lease it. You might be able to go out and get your own authority, source your own loads. That's a very traditional way of getting into transportation. What we saw through the early part of the 20-teens and even in the aughts was these large trucking companies were taking folks who were used to perhaps being company drivers, sticking them into lease purchase type operations where the individuals really were not ready or qualified to be small business owners, did not understand what that meant. The deck was stacked against those drivers because, frankly, the large box motor carriers had the upper hand in that situation. Again, it became very adversarial. Over the course of those years, it put a bad taste in the mouth of the drivers. It put a bad taste in the mouth of governments, and we've seen a lot of fallout from those types of operations that has been negative for the industry and negative for both the motor carrier and the driver. What I love about the ES operation is that it is nothing like that. Again, it's a win-win situation. It's not adversarial in nature, and it creates a situation where folks, if they're not yet ready to be a business owner, they can come in and establish themselves through their path to ownership. And if they are ready, they can come right in. Maybe they bring their own truck. Maybe they purchase a truck through ES, but they can come in and set themselves up for success right out of the gate.
Now, Colton, if somebody called your office today and said, I'd like to talk to you about buying my own truck and starting a business, what are the two points that you'd like for them to remember 5 minutes after the phone call has ended?
Well, the first point I would like them to remember is that they need to go into this thing with a plan. They need to know what their goals are. They need to know how they're going to accomplish those goals and not just fly by the seat of their pants. And the second point I would want them to remember is that they should contact ES.
Colton, it's been great to have you as a guest on the Insight 2020 podcast series. Before we go, can you tell folks how they can get in touch with you through Equinox Business Solutions?
Yeah, Greg, we would love for them to get in touch with us so we can help them with their accounting and tax needs as they navigate these uncertain waters with COVID and with all the many changes that are going to be coming about. They can contact us by going to our website at www.equinoxbusiness.com. They can email us at info@equinoxbusiness.com, and they can also call us at 800-533-4230. Greg, thanks again for having me on Insight 2020. Happy to be a part of the ES community, and we look forward to all the great information that's going to come through this podcast series.
That's Colton Lawrence, the CEO of Equinox Business Solutions, with his closing comments on this debut edition of the Insight 2020 podcast series. We'd like to thank Colton for his time and perspective. Once again, if you'd like to learn more about Equinox Business Solutions, please visit equinoxbusiness.com. As we noted in the opening of the podcast, please keep in mind that every tax situation is unique, and the perspective shared on this podcast should not be considered as tax advice. If you have questions regarding your specific tax situation, you should consult a qualified tax professional. ES would once again like to thank Stoops Freightliner for serving as our title sponsor for the Insight 2020 podcast series. To learn more about Stoops Freightliner, please visit the following website, truckcountry.com. That's truckcountry.com. Before we go, Expeditor Services would like to remind you that the company will be presenting an Insight 2020 webinar series in the coming weeks. The Insight 2020 webinar series, like our podcast, will be focused on the needs of contract drivers, owner-operators, and fleet owners. For the latest details on all the offerings available through Insight 2020, please visit essuccessintrucking.com. That website again, essuccessintrucking.com. Finally, as we close out this debut edition of the Insight 2020 podcast, Expeditor Services wishes you safe travels on our nation's roads and highways. And as our country continues to face the COVID-19 national emergency, we would remind you that in addition to staying safe, that you take the necessary steps to also stay healthy as you do the critical work of keeping the American supply chain moving.